Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's be realistic. We are running behind in time because that's just what we do around here. I mean, no doubt about that. So let's talk for a moment. Let's take a look. Let's take a gander. Let's talk about this real quick. And this will be the last time we talk about this because I think it's important. And we briefly touched on this earlier in the show, so we'll talk about this very briefly right now, and then we'll get over it and move on. So we are at the 1,000th episode of this show. Not, you know, not 101 or 1,001, not anything else, not 999. We are at episode 1,000. Now, I look back at this, and I remember the idea of sitting on my couch in my house and talking about the creation of what would be known later on as Safety FM. And I remember talking about how some of these shows would be plugged in and how they would go across the network. And there was this real big empty void of shows and things that needed to be to take place. And I knew that there was a gap. Well, I didn't know at the time that this would be called the Rated R Safety Show. But I knew that there was a gap there, that we were missing a huge component of what needed to happen inside of the industry. You guys told me, and you ladies told me, that this is what we were missing. And it was somewhere tied in between news stories and safety stories and things that were going on inside of the industry. And I looked back then, and I tried to get everybody and their brother to do this show. I was like, I'm not the person for this. This is not what I'm looking for in regards to trajectory of what I want to do with my career, you know, because I thought that that was going to be important. That what I'm looking to do, what I'm looking to do is have somebody else come in, and I couldn't find anyone. The idea was there. A lot of people were, we'll say, afraid. There was a level of restriction of what they thought would end up happening to their career as a safety professional if this show was part of their thing. And I remember I said, okay, screw it. I will do it. And I remember at the very beginning of this whole mess, it was like, let's do a slight voice change and, you know, hype it up a little bit and change, you know, who I am. Because I don't really want people to know we will never mention me by name and all this other stuff. And I kind of look back now and I chuckle because that was not the way to do this. And, you know, you and I interacted, but we didn't, you know, we didn't hit the mark. We kind of looked at things and said, okay, there's something missing. And it was the component of the host not being real, which in this place, you know, I would get to play the host. But this has always been dictated by what you've told me, by how you wanted this to work, on how you wanted this to look. So here's what I'm going to say. If I, me, little me, was able to do this because of you, I will tell you that creations can be made and you can move forward and change the trajectory of what you're doing inside of your career. You can change the way that people might look at stuff by doing what you think is important. If you're sitting out there today and go, you know, I've always wanted to write a book. Start writing a book. I'm going to tell you that when you start the book, it's not probably going to be the beginning of the book. It's probably not going to be the ending of the book. You're probably going to start somewhere off in the middle because the books don't ever make a sequence on how you're making them. You probably start writing it and you go, okay, this is what I would like to say. And then you'll realize, well, I need to add this and add that and add the other. That's how that's going to work. Keep in mind that the way that a lot of this stuff has worked in regards to what we have done at Safety FM and including this 1,000th episode of this thing was because we have pieced together information and done different things and said, let's tie this all together. Tell me that 4 or 5 years ago, I would have thought that today I would be sitting here talking about our 1,000th episode together. No way. Never would have happened. Never would have thought about it. I had some ideas. Never would have thought we would be here. If you would have told me a long time ago that we would be doing video, never would have thought that that would have happened either. So here's the thing. Here's my challenge to you. If I, simple me, can do 1,000th episode, if we can do a whole network of radio that relates to safety, you can do anything you want to. The challenge is there for you. You have to make the decision of, do you want to move forward and take the gamble on yourself? And I'm not saying get up and quit your job today. Believe me, that's, I would never tell you that. But you have to do what you think is going to work. We tested the market. We saw what was out there. We saw the podcasts that were out there at the time. We grabbed some of those podcasters and said, hey, let's kind of join and see what we can do. And then we went out there and we looked at new and up and comers that didn't have the platform that we were that we had and said, hey, let's kind of see if we can change the way and the trajectory and how some of this looks. We always knew that there was a gap for this show. And because of this, you've decided to tell us what we needed to do. I've always told you from day one that that's the way that it should be. So here we are, 1,000 episodes in. So my challenge for you today is go out there and create something that other people will want, that other people want to hear, that other people want to see. It's already in you. You just need to make up your mind on what you want to do with it. That's the simple thing about this. You create the opportunity. Advance the market. Change it up. Make things work for you. I know. Some people will say overnight success. A lot of work went into this to get to where we're at. Think about that today.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.